Not everybody stayed over in the Guardian building last night. Mike, you went home.
Yeah, no, I lived 20 minutes down the road. So I like the idea of staying over. I like the idea of my bed quite a lot more.
Yes,
it's. Although I'm back in time for breakfast.
You are, we are. We've got quite a spread here. There's croissants and yogurt and coffee and things. Yeah, coffee does seem to be the lifeline in an environment like this. There's some rather aggressive nodding going on in the background. You were working on your Top Trumps project.
Yeah, it's somewhere between Top Trumps and Pokemon and fantasy football. Well, that was the idea. So taking any figure from Wikipedia, figuring out some kind of Top Trumps style stats for them. So people build their kind of their deck of cards, they build a team, challenge other people, and then they play their cards against their friends. Well, that's the idea. So kind of trying to push people to go and read a little bit about Wikipedia, find their favourite dictators, saints. I've got Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, Pol Pot, and who else was there? And Tony Blair on my team at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I've got kind of the team building bit done, but I haven't got the game bit done. So I've got 3 hours to try and frantically get that finished.
It seems a considerably more ambitious project because a lot of the things here are about taking a data set and visualizing it. You've taken lots and lots of data that's online, not all readily simply accessible, and mashed it all together.
Yeah, this probably wasn't one of my better plans. If I'd thought it through a little bit first, it just took me ages to get the data. I thought it would be fairly straightforward, but none of the stats that I'm grabbing are kind of actually behind APIs. I'm doing quite a lot of scraping, and none of it's very difficult, but there was a lot of kind of poking at things and just seeing what works, and then finding that, you know, search results look different when you've got no results or lots of results or just a few results, and I'm trying to make it in any way reliable. So, because the idea is you're supposed to be able to paste in a URL of any historical figure from Wikipedia, but I mean actually it'll work for I think any Wikipedia page. The stats I've gone for, so I wanted one that would kind of be an indication of how kind of current they are or popular culture they are. So that's number of characters named after them in IMDb,
which is the film database.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the other one is number of times they're mentioned in academic articles. That's sort of some measure of academic importance. Number of what else have I done? I can't remember. There's two more. Just trying to kind of give a bit of a spread of, you know, current and important and historical, and yeah. So you can't just choose Hitler and win every time, or you know, Tony Blair and win every time. There has to be that you've got everyone's got to be able to lose.
Yeah. Well, both Hitler and Tony Blair lost eventually, so there's hope for your game, I guess. In similar ways, I guess. Yeah, I tried to take over the world, fucked it up. Anyway, we'll come back and see how you got on at the end.
Okay.